Okay, I want to call a monthly meeting of WPCA to order at 6:34. And as always, we'll start with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
Allegiance
to the
flag
of the United
States of
States
America
and to the Republic
which stands
one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, justice
for all.
Okay. Roll call. Let the record show that all members of the committee are here, and we're joined by Brian Hall, our city finance director, and Ed Abel, our superintendent at the WPCA. So we'll get started right away with the public portion. Really, unless Mark, you want to say something, there's no one here for the public portion.
I definitely don't want to extend the meeting.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, we're shutting you off from now on. All right, with that, a motion to close the public portion.
So move, Charlie Sampson.
Here a second.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone else?
Aye.
There we go. Okay, public portion is closed. Let me start with some good news. Kathy Avarella is the new, I don't know what the official title is, Brian, but she's doing our work in DPW, and she started now, met with her yesterday and Brian, and hopefully things will get a lot easier for all of us going forward. But turns out she's a former student of mine too, so small world. With that, let's move on. Approval of minutes, July 17th. What's your pleasure?
Motion to approve.
Okay, do we hear a second?
Second, Charlie.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay, minutes are approved. Next up, engineers report. Rob, you're up.
Okay, so on the general on-call, we're assisting, helping, installing the new blower. That's been installed basically by staff. So it's been commissioned, it's operational, and ready to replace the older blower in the near future. I think Ed will probably talk about that in his report.
Yep, I'm sure he will.
On the facilities plan, we still have the verbal approval of the plan. We've responded to their comments, but we haven't gotten official approval. We've been holding off on pursuing the going into the design phase, but I think it's time. So we've drafted a proposal. Ed, I'll probably get it over to you next week. We could talk about it. List all the scope of work. So and then take a look at it, and once we're okay with it, we'll send it to the state for their approval. But I think we want to
question, Rob, the timeline that you've got here, is that what's already in the plan that we submitted, or is that an update from you?
That is the requested timeline extension, which we really haven't even gotten an official letter saying that they've accepted it, but Ann has said it, and I'm sure it's fine.
Okay.
But that's what has been, that's the latest schedule.
Okay.
So we're going to be, we're pushing that. So we need to start moving on the design. We're doing pieces here and there, but I think we need to get the formal design process going. So Ed, I'll reach out to you probably tomorrow, and we can set up a time next week. We can come down, talk about that and some of the other projects I'm going to talk to you about in a second. Next project is Route 34. We've been done with that. Got word from the state they had a sinkhole. They were kind of thinking in the general project area. I think they've asked the WPCA to investigate that it's potentially a WPCA facility, but haven't heard much more on that just yet.
Whereabouts is the sinkhole?
I thought they said on Water Street.
Okay. They've been doing a lot of work on Water Street the last 2 weeks. It's all dug up again.
Yeah. And piping should be in pretty good shape in there. So it's, but we'll see.
When did they notify you of that?
Might have been while I was on vacation. I want to say within the past week. Ed, I don't know if I think you might have been copied on that.
Yes, it was sometime last week.
So do you have to do anything to inspect, or are they taking care of that on their own?
The way that the email read, there's nothing for us to do at the moment. They're still going to investigate it. They think it may be an abandoned city sewer main, but they're not sure.
Okay. Always something.
Yep. CBOM, the WPCA is still moving forward, doing their inspections as planned, and doing a good job at that. II removal, phase 6 is in design. Like to get that moving out to bid this fall. We've included a lot of the things that were found as part of the CMOM process, not just what was in the II SSES report, which we've been mining over the past 4 years, 5 years, for things to fix. The CMOM program is also finding things to fix. So we're coupling both of those and both of those will be included in the phase 6 project. The MPDS permit that was submitted on time back in February, it's in the review process. We've checked, but I don't think you've gotten an official approval yet. I think we checked a few weeks ago. A couple weeks ago we checked. It's still under review.
It's February.
Yeah, it expires. Doesn't it expire the 31st of this month, I believe. So we submitted 180 days before the expiration date, which was the February date.
Should we contact them to make sure that they're extending it, even if it's temporary? Because, technically, if we don't have a permit, what happens?
I think you automatically stay on your permit until they renew it.
Okay.
It's, going through a renewal process, it's always interesting. That's their chance to do things with your limits and requirements. So, but I think you operate under your permit until you have a new permit. That's
okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure we're not going to get in trouble here.
Dewatering system. Ed, I think I want to set up a meeting with you next week to go over the final design drawings, make sure we have all the improvements lined up. Because I would like to get that out to bid in September, probably toward the end of September. So after we meet, I'll send it over. Ann wants to look at it. Ann Strauss at DEP. And then we'll get that out to bid and get that another piece of equipment that's needed to be installed, get that installed. And that's pretty much it.
I just have a financial question. Getting back to phase 5 and phase 6, maybe even going back to phase 4. We were promising to spend $270,000 a year. I'm not sure we've spent all that money, have we, Brian? I don't know. I think I took a quick look. It didn't look like we spent $270,000 last year. But of course, that 270 would be calendar year, not fiscal year.
Yeah, no, the report would have been fiscal year. So, in general, the spending's been kind of a little bit under. So
how do we track that and keep track that we have this extra money? Maybe we could speed up some of the other stuff that we need to get done.
Well, anything you don't spend, just kind of carries forward in your you know, general fund, if you will, like your, you know, your cash. So,
right. But what I'm thinking about is if Steve comes back to us and say, well, can you give us the records of the money that you've spent? What do we do?
I'm sure there's a lot of investment and spending going on there. We'd have to maybe get a little creative with everything we're doing as far as where the bucketing is. That'd be the only thing I could double check is just make sure some of the geography's right on the P&L. You know, maybe we have been spending it. But...
Rob, you were going to say something on that?
Yeah, I've been keeping a spreadsheet. I haven't looked at it in about a year, but we were tracking from day one that spend year per year. And sometimes we're ahead of it, sometimes we're behind. But I want to say the last time I looked, we were fairly close. I think it was after phase four, at the beginning of phase five, we're fairly close. But we're probably a little bit behind, but
maybe you can
we definitely have progress.
Spreadsheet with Brian so he could see, because obviously this started long before Brian got here. So.
Yeah, right, yeah. And if it hasn't been updated in a year, that's, you know, you gotta look at that too. So,
yeah.
But they come in spurts, so it's not like a monthly expenditure. It's sometimes it's maybe 3 months a year. There's some. So.
Yeah, got it.
I think the last expenditure was the last invoice from phase five, which was maybe a month or two ago, actually.
So again, we're all caught up now with the payment for February. That was the last thing we owed on phase five, right?
Yeah, I think we've paid all the contractors through phase five, correct? Okay. That last one, I think it was a couple weeks ago or a month ago.
Okay.
I will send out the spreadsheet that I had, that tracking spreadsheet, and then Brian, you can take over from there if you want, or just have it
definitely take a look at it. I mean, I can't go back. I don't have a lot of history, so whatever you've got is great. Be perfect.
Okay. Any other questions for Rob?
No, sir.
Okay, let's move on and pay some bills. Okay, we'll go through these. This is the format that Brian is sharing with us now, kind of like what Marcy used to do us, but now it's through the check register, and we approved what, I don't even know what we call it back then, but it's basically the same thing. So I'll ask for a motion on each of these. The first one is all the bills from 7/16. The amount was $22,726.74. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
Okay, do I hear a second?
So second by Charlie Sampson. I just got one question on the discussion, Jack.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
So I see a check number next to these, Brian. They haven't been paid, and we're approving it, the check that's already written, or?
Yeah, so Jack and I were talking a little bit about this. I mean, these checks went out, right? So I think and that's based on the fact that less than $5,000, Ed and I can basically approve them and get them paid. So the question I would be really, I guess the big one there is, Scenario, right? And was that one already approved previously? And now you're just seeing that it's been paid, right? Because I think that's probably where we need to get to, right? So where you're reviewing big purchases that haven't happened yet. And then in theory, this could be almost a supplemental material. So one, you can see, okay, we paid all those things that we've been approving. And two, here's everything else that Ed and Brian approved in the last, you know, week or two. That's pretty much how it works with the city when it comes to the, you know, Board of Taxation, is they get these every week so they can see what payments went out. And you know, there's other people that approve them.
In the past, we always had either Ed or Marcy sign them, but we're, taking it for kind of for granted now that policy is that when we see these reports, since they're coming from you, Brian, that you've already signed off that these are legitimate bills, correct?
Right, correct. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't ask questions if you
Oh,
have any about
no, absolutely. We always
what's
do that.
going on. So I think it's more of you're approving that, okay, this looks good. You don't have any questions. There's no surprises with, Synagro Northeast, and we're good.
So by
Not a
right,
problem.
that's really the only one we need to act on is the Synagro, right? Or we still have to act on all of them? Synagro is over 5 grand, so that's really the only one we have to authorize ahead of time, I would think, right?
I don't know if we've ever done them necessarily ahead of time. Marcy took care of that.
No.
We just got them and we asked the questions that Brian's just talking about and approved them. But
So,
since they're all on the same sheet, I don't see why we don't just approve the whole thing.
yeah, I agree.
just for a bit of context, the Synagro is our sludge handling and disposal. So that's a monthly fee that we get depending on how much sludge is produced and hauled out. So the Synagro every month usually averages anywhere from $12,000 to $18,000 every month.
Right. Yeah, it's a big expense, so. Okay, any other questions? All right, all those in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Second one is National Water Main Clean at 86,442.82. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion we pay the 86,442.82 to National Water Main Clean.
All right, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion?
Just
Hearing
if
none.
someone could just cut being new Jack, if Ed or somebody could just tell me what this is, what National Water, are they a company that came in and cleaned the mains?
That was part of I&I Rehab Phase 6. They're the ones that did the work for Phase 6.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Third one is from 8-2. So we're into August already. It's good catching up here. 27,273.56. What's your pleasure?
Make a motion we pay the 27,273.56
Okay, do
or
I hear a second?
approve.
Yeah. Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. I just see, I ask because I don't know what these are, but I'm not questioning whether they're legitimate, but what's my Mike Sadek machine? What work did they have to do for us?
When we put the new blower in, we had to have all custom pipe made, and Mike Sadek machine is the one that custom made all the pipes to get the blower up and running.
All right, so the reason I asked is because that expense would be a referendum expense, no? Didn't we approve the blower as part of the referendum?
We did, yes.
So, Brian, is this one would have to be categorized under the referendum bills?
Okay, I can move it to referendum side, sure.
Is there anything else in there, Ed, that would have been in that category?
No, I don't believe so. And that would be a mistake on my part. I may have signed off on that as a regular plant maintenance as opposed to the referendum.
Okay. Well, it's understandable. We have so much going on. But just so Brian knows, we have to recode that. And again, the infrastructure committee currently is defunct because they only have two members, so they can't meet. So, we're just taking our action and because that's the only action that can be taken now. So, all right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? None. I think there's one more. Okay, this is from 8-9. And the total is 24,297.40. And you can see Ed said the range would be right in this area of 16,711 for San Argo. So what's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second, Charlie.
Okay, any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Okay, those are taken care of. And we have the Weston and Sampson bills. There are two of them. This is the regular on call. Total is 393,940. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay.
Do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie.
Okay, under discussion, question, Rob, are you saying here that these have not been paid yet?
I believe they have not. And the other thing I would add, on that phase A, if you want to code this, this is in support of the blower system, so you can, this could be applied toward the referendum as well.
This 393,940.
Yeah, this effort was in support of that. So,
all right. So maybe the motion should say paid from referendum expenses. I don't know who made the motion. You want to just restate it?
The motion to pay from
referendum.
Referendum expense, right.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain? And then Brian, if maybe you could check to see these and if they've been paid or not.
Yep, we'll do.
All right, and this is for the I&I project, $7,200. What's your pleasure?
Motion to pay Charlie Sampson, $7,200.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah, one question here. You know, now I'm just thinking about all these different things that are out of the bond. This here, this INI removal, should that go against that 275 that we pay every year? Because I don't know, do all those get applied toward that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I asked that question earlier about that, keeping track of it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, because we do. We have a budget every year of $270,000 to expend on just this. It can't be used for anything else.
Yeah. Okay. No, I just, when you said it tonight, made me think, well, you know, we pay this probably every month, you know, a portion of this. And I just want to make sure it does go toward the I&I if we do get caught with our pants down at some point.
All right. We're into the sixth year of this already. So,
yeah. No,
we've made a lot of progress. We really have. And, you know, it'll tell you we've saved a lot of money by stopping some of that stuff getting into our system. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Carried. All right. Let's see. Where am I now? Brian, do you want to take over and just talk in general about the finance reports? I have serious issues about all this. I sent you my list yesterday, and I'm really concerned about, you know, the end of the previous year, because you know, there's a serious problem here for us on these numbers because of our collection. It's just, you know, this is until we get this resolved, this is a disaster. I wouldn't want this to show up in an audit that we didn't collect, you know, 26-27% of what we billed. So do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we're working through some new reporting. We've started to break out prior year versus current year so that we can truly understand, you know, what's going on with the, you know, the most recent grand list. So that, you know, that's why it's a little bit apples and oranges when you look at the 22, 23 actuals. Yeah, if you could zoom in a little bit, Jack, that'd be great.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Right. So you see in the 22, 23 actuals, we didn't have things broken out this way, so there's no back taxes. That's why your residential revenue is kind of up high. But, you know, that said, I agree with Jack, right? The shortfall that we're seeing is more than what we've seen in the past. I don't care what the reporting was. So we know there's a problem. I talked with On today, our new tax collector. You know, they haven't sent out the delinquency notices. They haven't put the liens on yet, which are all things that when, you know, once she does it, it will get a lot of attention, and I expect to close a lot of this gap. The nice thing about, you know, the new reporting and how we'll have things, we'll be able to see, you know, even if it's next year, right? Obviously this year's done and it is what it is, but how much of this 26% can we recoup, right? And, you know, I'm hoping that when those delinquency notices finally do go out and when the liens get put on, we catch up. You know, that said, we got to make sure that the addresses are getting updated and the bills get out, which is, you know, right now the main focus. We're working with QDS, who's new, and, you know, we're trying to get this file updated. It's been a bit of a challenge. We're right down to the wire. So that's kind of a big concern, actually. But, I you know, I think we're going to get it. We'll get it done. And thankfully, Marcy's been helping as a consultant. So she's been, you know, we're really just trying to keep her focused there so we get it done. And then we'll turn our attention to, you know, a little bit more collecting some of these back money.
Yeah, again, I'm just highlighting these now because, you know, there'll have to be some adjustments made, I hope, to correct this. Or if it's not, you know, the audit's not going to look very good at all. Right?
Yeah, no, I mean, these are the numbers. They like I said, they won't change per this document. What you'll see is in 24, 25, now, again, the revenues are not it. So the other problem is that QDS is just not talking to our accounting software yet properly. There was a new module that, you know, we needed folks from the tax office to, you know, do some new things. And it's been a challenge. They're very busy during July. So trying to work a new system is not high on the priority list. I got some ideas on some other solutions potentially. But obviously, you know, I don't have the year-to-date reporting through July, so that's not great. I kind of keep working on that. So, you know, not great news here on this front, but we are closing up the year. That's what that second column is for actuals. I really honestly, I mean, those revenues won't change. At this point, we're going into July. I think, you know, the good news is overall, it did beat budget. Right, 4.8 versus 4.5 million, but that was really large part due to the new connection fees,
right?
Yeah, 523,000, and the interest earned on all of the monies that we've got that's sitting in stiff right now, earning good interest. So those two things are what pushed it over the top to offset the collection rate issues that we saw. So.
And we just, you know, we have to understand why the collection rate was, I mean, really, it's pathetic. It's the only way to describe it. It's.
Yeah, I suspect that when we start getting out these notices and liens, we'll get some feedback from the residents, either, you know, oh, you have the wrong address. I don't know, but it's.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I'm just having trouble with it because I know I got my bill on time. How about the other people on the committee? You get your bills?
And this paid them, Jack.
What?
And paid them in full.
Yeah, so did I. That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it a little concerning. And of course, we didn't have the staff in there at that time. So, you know, I'm just pointing out that we have to understand this and make sure that we, you know, our collection rate for this upcoming year makes up for it, and we get that money back.
Right? Because if there was something like systemically or operationally wrong, you know, if these people are now going to get interest, right, getting charged, So they're not going to be happy about it, and we're going to hear about it. Now, if they're all just late and just didn't pay, you know, then.
Did you say the bills? Can I interrupt here? Do you say that our bills have gone out?
This is last year. Our new bills.
No, last year. The new ones have not gone out yet. They're shooting for like in a week, I guess.
Okay.
It's just that we've never seen anything like this before, which makes me question something different must happen, because people don't just all of a sudden stop paying when they paid for years, you know? So we do have to understand that, but
Brian, you think these numbers are solid? It's just a lack of payment.
They tie to cash, so
okay.
It's a little, like I said, we're presenting a little differently with you know, versus budget, obviously, because you know some of that you got from back tax, back capital fees, but that 474 obviously doesn't offset. You see the 474 up top, and in the 90, but those don't offset those other big numbers between the top and bottom. So net net, it's still, you know, maybe not as big as it kind of looks there, but it's still a problem. Or we would have been way favorable in revenue, right? The good news is that we did beat budget, and then if you scroll down, you know, pretty far under in expenses, we can look at that line item. So you know, sludge disposals where most of the money is $233,000, but you know, collection system maintenance was $100,000, collection system rehab was $109,000. Not 270, right? I think that's that line 54935, Jack, that you were asking about.
Yeah, and I had the question about the camera truck lease purchase, because this doesn't look right to me.
Yeah, so we're going to fix the accounting on that one. That moves to the balance sheet. So that'll kind of come off there.
Yeah, I forget. There were a couple others that I...
Yeah, we fixed that one today. Obviously, there wasn't a big investment in capital reserve, so you're very favorable there. I mean, overall expenses are favorable almost $1 million, right?
Right.
And that really, it goes to the fact that there is, you know, our sewer use fees are pretty high relative to our expenses. Certainly going to cover our operating costs. Now,
my question was, you know, why was this so high? Could some of this have been mislabeled?
No, I think it's just that's just the nature, I think, maybe of the business with the.
I don't think we've ever seen collections like this in a given year, other than when they did the tax sale. I mean, that's an awful lot to collect in 1 year. And these aren't the regular fees; these are back taxes and back payments. That's an awful lot.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering if something went here that should have gone down here.
Yeah, I really don't think so. We do it by grand list year. So anything in the current grand list year hits those other buckets. Otherwise, it's up above. Now, that's both sewer and capital. So I can break that out so that the back capital kind of goes down in the capital fee section. That's a change I should make. We'll just kind of keep tracking it this year. I got to get the revenue in. But that by next meeting, I'll have that in. We'll have an update for through August. Hopefully the bills will have gone out, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and when the bills are going out this year, is it going to be one mailing with both bills in it instead of two separate mailings?
Yeah, I think we're doing the one mailing with the two bills.
Okay, that will be helpful. I also noticed, where was it? I don't think we spent money. Was it postage? I'm messing up here.
Now, that's probably, there's just no postage expense.
Yeah. What?
It must have either got coded somewhere else or probably, you know, if it all got done on the city side, somehow it got combined over there.
Yeah, because I mean, we know we sent the bills out, so
yeah,
we had to spend money for postage someplace. So those were ones that just kind of jumped out at me quickly. And, you know, I know it's a work in progress, and it just shows, you know, we just got to be able to do better going forward. Hopefully, as the new system gets, you know, more routine, the records will just get a lot better. Plus, having staff there, the additional staff person now to help with this should make it a little bit easier. So at this point, again, I would just ask for a motion not to accept the financial report for this month.
A motion not to accept.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? And again, this isn't any knock on anyone. We know we're in a transition, but, you know, we can't be approving something we know is wrong. So, all right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Opposed? Abstained? Okay, done with that. Ed, you're up. And yeah, I know you've got more to add to this.
Yeah, let me just refresh up here. Okay. Okay, so for the collection system in July of 2024, we responded to a total of 139 call before you dig tickets with two emergencies. We also responded to a total of one emergency call outs. At the wastewater treatment plant for July of 2024, we had an average flow of 1.2 million gallons a day with a total flow of 37.18 million gallons a day and a max flow of 1.5 million gallons a day. The average total nitrogen was 53 pounds per day. Our permit limit is 71. Our annual average is starting to come back down. Right now, we're at 78 pounds per day. Average effluent BOD is 5.9. Suspended solids was 7 milligrams per liter with an average turbidity of 3.0. For maintenance, the new plant blower installation was underway and completed. Service tech for the new blower was on site and completed the startup configuration. We also completed 4,500 linear feet of sewer cleaning with 1,400 linear feet of CCTV work. In general, the new plant blower is installed, configured, and is complete. It is up and running operational. Now the backup blower is out of service, so it worked out to our benefit where it held out just long enough to get this new one up and running. It was running for about 2 weeks before the other one went out on us. We were working with Weston and Sampson on I&I rehab phase six, and listed underneath this is the proposal for the influent building RTU proposal.
Okay, well, before we get to that, can you give us an update on how things went the last couple of days, because I know we had some issues.
We have. So as I was mentioning before in the beginning or before the meeting has started, with Sunday's rain event, you know, I will credit a lot of the I&I work that we did because we certainly didn't see a lot of inflow like we normally would during a high rain event, especially not that or we haven't seen before. But what we did get is because the level of the river was so high, it was backfeeding into the plant, causing our final clarifiers to wash out. So we had to call Public Works in around 11:30 at night. And by the time they got there, got the pumps up and running, the water coming into the plant was too much and overtook the clarifiers. And we had to put a bypass report into the state. For about a half hour span. So we discharged partially treated, disinfected wastewater into the Housatonic River, mainly because of the amount of water coming into the plant from the river and then going back out again.
And I'm sure they'll understand that.
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of plants that had it much worse than we did.
Yeah. And you want to talk about the other incident that you sent me an email about today?
Yes. So I had a phone call from the state of Connecticut DEP yesterday asking how Derby's collection system fared in the storm. They wanted to know if we had any issues with the rain event and the storm event that we had. We did not see anything wrong with the collection system until this morning. Before I responded back to the state, we wanted to go check our, we have a culvert, which is on O'Sullivan Island, and it's in the Naugatuck River right before the Naugatuck River meets the Housatonic River. What we noticed is, although it was low tide, the river level was very high, much higher than it normally is, even for high tide. And it looks as if the rain event and the high flows washed away a lot of the topography in the river. So now those pipes were visible. You could see the turbulence in the river from those pipes. And once the river level goes back down, the major concern is that they're going to be out in the open, exposed, and not even supported. They're just going to be up in the air. So if something was to happen, someone's on a boat at night and doesn't see these pipes, they're going to go right into them if the river is low enough. Or if they're not supported, depending on the weight, because it takes the majority of the flow from the city, from East Derby, if they're not supported properly, the pipes could break.
So what's our solution? What's our next step?
We don't know. This is what we're working on right now. I had called the gentleman back from DEP, and I explained the situation to him. He was out in the field, so we asked that I put it in an email. And I listed everybody in that email that I possibly could, letting everybody know and to be aware of the situation. I will be working with Bob from West End and Sampson, you know, probably starting tomorrow to see what we could do, because he did ask if there was a way that we could close off that part of the river so nobody can pass. I'm not sure if that's possible or not, but we're going to do everything we can to try to mitigate the situation as best we can. We're going to look at avenues as far as reaching out to FEMA. Drew Backlick from NVCOG sent me out some information, so we're going to be calling some other places tomorrow to see what kind of funding we can get. I was just reading something that from Ned Lamont that President Biden just declared an act of emergency for Connecticut, so we're going to see what we can do to get involved with that, to get some money to get this corrected.
You know, we're fortunate, you know, I don't think there's much boat traffic at all other than kayaks and canoes on that part of the river, because, you know, normally the water's not very high at all there, but still, anything can happen if those pipes aren't supported. So, and I think the city is putting together the application for the FEMA funding, aren't they? I think the governor asked that everyone report to the central location for each city. So I don't know who's doing that for the city of Derby.
Typically that goes through OEM, so whoever the emergency management director is.
That's
at
right.
This time.
Yeah. And you know, Ed did notify everybody. You know, I saw the email, so he did contact the mayor and everybody else. So hopefully we can get something going on that, because that could be a real disaster if that pipe was breached, with all the waste coming from East Derby. So, you know, that's
whoa,
be...
whoa, whoa, whoa. I live over here. Not that bad.
Yeah, it's scary. It's a scary thing. And we're lucky. Look out at Seymour and Oxford. Oh my God, the stuff that happened up there was unreal. So, all right. Want to move on then to this.
So what we have here is a proposal from Aaron and Associates. They're the ones that do a lot of our SCADA or our instrumental controls. They do SCADA systems. They worked with us and Weston and Sampson about trying to integrate a SCADA system that is much more compliant with everything that we have nowadays. A lot of the instrumentation that we have, the RTU panel for the inflow pump station, the headworks, it's 25 years old. And as stated on the third page, I believe in the overview, it's old, it's antiquated. They don't even make parts for this anymore. They're unsure if they can get them if this goes. And this control is all the plant.
All right, so again, I have the question I keep asking all the time now. If we were to do something like this, this would be also useful in whatever we design and come back with after, as part of the deep plan, correct?
Yes.
So technically, this could be covered under referendum expenses.
Yes, sir. Because it's we're trying to find a way to implement much needed work to get done at the plant to keep it running and keep everything running efficiently in the time frame to which we may actually get a plant upgrade. The RTU panel, if it goes, we're not going to have any access to run our headworks. You know, our pumps right now, they run in cycles. When the flow goes up, the pumps go up. When the flow goes down, one pump will drop off, one pump will stay running. We lose all that ability. We lose our alarms. We lose everything and could lose the plant. It could be as bad as, you know, if we're unaware of something that's going on, pumps drop out, it could back up into people's houses. So, you know, we're hoping it doesn't happen. It's been on its last leg for a while now, but, you know, we are trying to do our due diligence and make sure that we keep this place running as best we can until the upgrade comes. And as you all know, we were supposed to get an upgrade from 2014. That's over 10 years that we've been trying to keep this place running, you know, with the idea that an upgrade was coming.
All right. So again, I think we all agree we need to make sure that the plant still continues to run and that hopefully this will be useful for the new plant. So we've kind of agreed that this could be covered by a referendum, but we still have this question. Do we have to go out to bid?
The reason I'm bringing this up now is technically, yes, we do have to go to bid. The argument was made by the WPCA staff that they are the ones that have been working with us for the last 15 years. They know our system. They've integrated the majority of our system. They're the ones that continue to do all the work when everything goes out. They, and myself included, didn't know if there was a way to get this approved without having to go to bid.
I would say that we send this to the city attorney with just what you explained and ask for his opinion. And, you know, I think we could even vote tonight to approve it pending that approval. Thoughts?
Jack, Charlie Sampson. Just from my background with doing all this, the only way you're going to get a bid waiver is, first of all, by the Board of Aldermen, all the women. And even the only way they typically do that is if you show that this is a single source solution. So in other words, we have this system currently installed by this company. This company is the only one that can go in and upgrade it for this cost. But they would still have to, they would have to waive it on that.
I know, we've gone down that road before, but that's why I'm saying if the city attorney also agrees and tells the Board of Aldermen, that's how we got things done in the past. He agreed with our concept, and then the Board of Aldermen did approve the Ford, what is it, Ford? I forgot, the Canadian company that's doing
Fournier.
The belt press, Fournier.
Right, so Ed, The way you explained it, though, this is an upgrade to an existing system, not a completely new system. Is that correct?
Bob, how would you classify that? It would be an upgrade to the existing system.
Yes, you have a control panel there operating your influent pump station. This would be a direct replacement of the influent pump station control panel. So that it comes into the 2000s.
That's the problem. Is it a direct replacement with the same company? So we're just technically upgrading the technology with the same company, or are we replacing it with a whole new set of technology from a different company?
We're replacing it with a whole new set of technology from a different company because this technology doesn't exist anymore.
I understand that, but I'm going to just probably go and say we can give it to the lawyer, but I would prep for a bid that's going to have an RFP that's going to have to go out. I don't know if the Board of Aldermen and Alderwomen would be able to justify not going out the bid.
Is there any time constraint where the time it will take to get approvals, go out to bid, puts people at risk or health hazards or anything like that? Or is this something that can wait a couple months?
Well, that's the problem that we have is we have lots of a piece of equipment like this that is on its last leg for the last X amount of years. So you can make the argument that 90% of the plant could go out at any time we'll put people at risk. It's been working and running for the past 25 years, it's showing signs of its age where if it goes, it could be a major issue. It's really, I can't really gauge how long it could be a problem for. It's just what we're looking to do to kind of get out of these emergency situations that we're currently involved in.
Cool. So Mark, which subcommittee would they need to go to for this to get? Because the subcommittees meet tomorrow, and then that kicks you to the Board of Alder. You could have an answer by, early September on whether they'll grant your bid waiver or not. And at least that way you're not burning too much time before you either get the RFP out and go down that route.
If I could just take a step back for a second, Bob, if we're now starting to implement and go over the design phase of the plant, do you think it would be advantageous for us to look at the design phase for something like this with a SCADA system that is getting proposed here and potentially move forward with that before anything else, as opposed to spending this money and then it goes out to bid and possibly a different vendor gets the contract to do the upgrade?
Well, a couple things. It's very common for municipalities and WPCAs to have an on-call system integrator, everyone I know has either an Aaron or an NIC, or they have somebody that knows their systems, they trust their systems. There's a lot of security, trust, in working with a vendor that sets your alarms and controls. And so it's very common to sole source that to one vendor who knows the entire plant, how it runs. So if we do this panel, along with a lot of other things, would be upgraded as part of the SCADA upgrade. And we would work with Aaron as part of that SCADA upgrade, plant-wide SCADA upgrade. So this is a piece of equipment that would be incorporated into a complete plant SCADA upgrade. It's critical in that it is probably your most, I don't know, correct me if I'm wrong, this is probably your most critical control panel. So if this goes out, like you said, you're not controlling flow through the plant anymore.
So if this is part of the referendum, what's the rules guiding the RFP process for referendum items? Isn't that decided by the infrastructure committee?
The referendum construction would go out to bid, but
Okay.
We've done this before. When we did Roosevelt Drive Pump Station, we had a line item for SCADA integration that sole sourced the work to Aaron because they know how the pump stations communicate to the plant, how the plant communicates and stores data and so on. This part would not go out to bid even when the whole plant upgrade goes out to bid. It'll be a set aside allowance for your system.
Well, I'm pretty sure you just answered the question right there that Ed could go and say, listen, we already have a piece of this system. Part of it's over at the substation. And this is a continuation of the same system. It's a sole source vendor. We can't mix vendors. Putting a new system in it at the plant and having a different SCADA system operating over at our pump stations. So this is a sole source type of bid. I would use that.
Hey Ed, what about Burtville and Joyce Avenue or Patty and Terrace? Is there anything in there that Aaron takes care of?
They take care of the transducers, the pumps, and the systems that are in place over there. Yes.
All right. So there's another step, Charlie.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just Roosevelt Drive. It's our other two stations also. You know, and I think you said it exactly. You don't want to mix match. And I'm only saying that because of, you know, where I am too with my stations. What we're going to be doing is we're going to be depending on Aaron to do the entire SCADA system when it's all done, meaning these substations, these pump up stations, as well as your head wall, you know, your head pumps and everything else. I think, yeah, like Charlie said, I think he answered your own question. We've probably got $10 million worth of pump stations that Aaron is responsible for and doing the electronics. Why would we go in there halfway and get somebody like NIC? And listen, my other question why I'm here, this has already been designed. This is just the installation of the system. Am I understanding that right? We're way past design. This is putting it into place, correct?
Yes.
Okay, then I think Charlie, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, you know how to deal with the Board of Aldermen, and I think you got plenty to challenge you with.
Right, right. And Brian, I think the Finance Committee Subcommittee meets tomorrow. That it maybe this could be an add on for the Finance Committee to hear Ed say, listen, you know. One half of our system is already Aaron. We need to bring this up to the only ones that can bid on it because it's sole source. We'd like to get a permission to move forward to the BOAA for a bid waiver and let the Finance Committee bring it up. But that's the way I would go.
Yeah. And it's not really a big number either. I mean, in consideration of everything that's SCADA, you could be talking $1 million project when it's done. $60,000, it's not a big number.
But it is over the 15,000 limit
that the
charter gives us.
Right. That's the issue. Well, yeah. Mark, are you on?
5 o'clock is the subcommittee meeting for finance because I had to move it up because I got to go to the Board of Ed, their meeting afterward. So, Ed, if you can be available at 5 o'clock, we can.
I have to bring my daughter to get her tooth pulled tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know if I can get anybody else to do it.
All right.
Rob, can you make that presentation? It's being by Zoom because I certainly luck.
Yeah, it's hybrid. The meeting is hybrid. So.
That's what I mean. I would not be comfortable trying to make the case because I don't know anything about SCADA.
Well, and if it has to be later, it could be later. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff going on, so you know, whatever. We'll figure out the time. We'll figure out the time. Just send me whatever you have, and we'll get it to them so they have it ahead.
Yeah, and it's not a special meeting, so the agenda can be altered, right?
Yeah, yeah, Yep.
So can someone get that over to Mark first thing tomorrow, and then it'll be on the agenda for tomorrow?
If you could have like an executive, you know, like an overview of what it is in writing, so people could, you know, read
so they can see it.
Everything we just talked about, just document it, send it off, and send this with it. But
all right, and then, you know, again, the motion I asked for, and then I'll alter it a little bit. So the motion would be to approve this contract. Well, is it a contract or a sale?
It's a proposal.
Okay, to approve this proposal from Aaron Associates for 59,460, subject to approval of the Board of Aldermen for the bid waiver.
So moved, Charlie Sampson.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Second.
Okay, any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstain? Okay.
Excellent.
Moving on.
The last thing that we had, Mr. Chair, was the, do we need another bid waiver for the purchase of another blower, seeing how our backup went? And it was our plan to buy two once the first one was up and running, and if we decided that we liked it or not. This was the agreed upon blowers that we were going to go with the upgrade designed by our engineers. When we brought it to the Board of Aldermen, we explained that situation to them. We didn't think that the backup blower was going to go out this quickly, but now we're in the same situation we were before. The only difference is now we have a brand new blower and we still have no backup. So do we have the authority to purchase the new blower with the bid waiver that was agreed upon with the first Board of the Aldermen meeting?
I doubt it. I think we'd have to ask for it again because it's a separate purchase. They didn't know anything about it.
Well, we had made mention of that we to buy it. We would need to purchase the second one.
Right, Ed, but our first bid waiver on that first blow was for X number of dollars to take care of that blower, with the intent that we would have to buy a second one. I would do the same thing. I would go to the finance committee, explain to them, you have this blower from this company. This is what it cost. It is up in working order. Our backup is gone. Once again, because we want the same model, make, and everything, to make sure everything is compatible. It's a single source solution. And we would need a second when we need a waiver to now emergently purchase this one. I would use the same exact argument.
I would too. I agree totally. And it's, it's the same vendor. But I don't know if the price has changed. That's the thing. If we're going to ask for the bid waiver, do we have to tell them how much we're looking for?
Yeah, I would literally go out and get at least that vendor's quote.
Yeah.
Can we value whether that is salvageable, the old blower? Is it just totally destroyed, or is it can be rebuilt? If you're talking about a blower motor or a pump.
Yeah, but I would say, Bob, because these blower motors were actually configured for the plant upgrade anyhow, and we're looking to hopefully down the line appropriate the money from the bond packages, that we just go out and get the second one and do it now because it's necessary.
So you may all remember too, and Bob, this will answer your question. When we were looking for a solution for the blower, we had looked at the purchase price of three blowers, and we looked at the purchase price to rehab the blower, our original plant blower, and then rehab the backup, the one that just went out on us. And the new blower, the one that we purchased and installed, was the cheapest option out of every one of those.
Well, can this all be done at that meeting tomorrow, or is Not enough time. It'll have to be done next month.
Depends on what fast egg can type. And then who's going to show up at the meeting to pitch these two?
Well, I got no problem pulling an all-nighter to get this stuff done. I can be on the meeting. You know, I will just have to do my best to make everything work.
Okay. All right, so can I have that motion? And again, it's the same as the previous motion. It's just this time it's for the new
make blower. A motion. We move forward on attempting to get a bid waiver for the backup blower.
Right. Second.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstain. Okay, Mark, you're gonna get a lot of stuff from us tomorrow. All right, let's move on. And Brian, we're back to you. And you're gonna have to simplify this for us because
I hope you all read. I hope everybody read this document.
I actually went through and tried to find the WPCA pieces, but this is an overall bond package for the whole city. So I
there was two of them though. You sure that this one didn't just have the WPCA?
No, we were in there twice. As I scrolled through, I saw ours twice, and I'm not sure. Just explain overall the concept of what you're looking to do.
All right. So look, at a high level, there's two things that are going on with our debt. So a bunch of years ago, we borrowed from a short-term debt perspective. They call it a BAN, right? A bond anticipation note. I mean, you expect to bond it at some point, but you hadn't yet. So we took out these bands for $3 million. Then a year ago, we paid down the $3 to $2 million. Now that $2 million is coming up due in October. So yeah, we have some options. You can obviously continue to do it on a short-term basis, but that doesn't make a lot of sense. We've already spent this $2 million, okay, on all of the different upgrades that we've been talking about. So, you know, by rolling over short term, you're just going to pay more fees, then you got to do it again, right? So what you want to do is you want to bond it out. So we're looking to bond out that $2 million in the market. The other thing that's going on is that there's an option to, because all of the previous debt, okay, that was on the books for both the city and for WPCA, it's come due right now in 2024, in October. Okay. And what that means is that this is really the first time when the city or the WPCA would have a chance to refinance your debt, if you want to think of it like that, right? With municipal bonds, you know, there's a call period. So these bonds are 10 years. The new money would be 10 years. So you have to plan to pay that debt for 10 years. At that point, you can look to refinance, pay it down, do whatever you want, right? It's something to take into consideration, especially if we're thinking about, you know, potentially selling a WPCA, for example. You don't really want debt out there for 10 years, ideally. So I know you've kicked that around. You had the Raftellis report, you met with Aquarian, but you know, at the same time, I wasn't part of any of that. That Raftellis report was 70 pages. It had a lot of information in there. It was a technical analysis of it, you know, but it also had a lot of different assumptions from maybe what Aquarian is. I can also tell you that I think the WPCA has a lot more value than, you know, maybe it's showing. Like, we've got to fix collection rates. I think right now the fees are probably really high, and I don't think they're going to have to go up much more, even, you know, under a lot of different scenarios. So, you know, I want to revisit that analysis around sell versus keep. And if we have to do this huge investment, does it make sense? And what could it look like for the users? So at the end of the day, I'm not sure where I'm going to do these bonds. I got to decide soon if I'm going to refinance the existing bonds. Do I do a 3-year call, a 5-year call, a 10-year call? Do I wait, right? I don't have to refinance them right now. You can always wait a year. and do it. So, you know, this is one of the packages that just kind of walks you through it. If we did do it, it would save about 5% off of the interest and the overall interest that you'd be paying over the life of the bonds. So, you know, it's money. It's about $300,000 for some of the existing debt. But I don't know. I'm thinking a little bit more strategically, and do we want to do this or not? So, I'd be open to any of your feedback. I think the $2 million, I mean, we could pay it down with the cash that's on hand from the capital fees. Again, and wait on the whole thing for the WPCA. I don't know. So, I'm open to hearing any suggestions. I know Jack said there's nothing you have to approve or do, but this is really up to the city and the Board of Alders, which is one of the things I'm presenting tomorrow, right? I'm showing them a similar package and talking about it. So I've got to figure it out before
that. I think we're all trying to figure it out. None of us are in high finance on this committee, I can tell you that. Yeah. You know, I'm not. But I do have a couple of questions. I did go through and trying to figure all this stuff out. And, you know, we've been down this ban issue and postponing and not doing. But basically, we've still got about $14 million more to borrow, no?
Last I checked, I think it was a little bit less, because now if you count this $2 million, right, which is going to be that when we bond that out, I think you're down to 12. I have to double check.
So my question is, you know, we're anticipating that, like, we didn't borrow any more this year, and I think we have $80,000 or something left on the sheet. I don't know if that's real or not, but we knew that this year we weren't going to have any regular expenses. We've had some emergency expenses that go to the bond, but we held off borrowing more money until the plan was going to be approved by DEEP, which will hopefully be in December. And after December, we would need to probably start spending money on engineering and whatnot. So how do we handle all that with the timing of the funds that we will need?
Right. No, that's a great question. So we definitely have enough cash on hand on the capital side to cover, you know, what we plan to spend this year. But you're right. If we all think we're going to have to bond out significant money once DEEP comes down, then pushing off the refinancing for a year, you know, is not that big a deal. I mean, you like to package these things together, you know, when you do them, because you're not going to necessarily pay that much more in fees. But like you said, if we're going to do it anyway, which, you know, depending on how fast you have to ramp up that spend, we might quickly find ourselves, okay, we got to go find a lot of money, right? But it's going to depend on that timing. You know, I mean, when I saw that on your last schedule, it said December 25 was like the plans. So I don't know how much money you got to spend before December 25.
And we know we're not going to have enough money. Okay.
There's not a lot of
money
right
in this current referendum bond to pay for what's going to need to be done.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's where it goes to, you know, how much more money are we going to need? Is it 30? Is it 40? Is it 50? And then, you know, we got to go bond it out, right? That's not the only thing you can do with that. Or you have to sell to somebody who's going to let them have to do the upgrades.
Yeah, I think the discussion had been that projecting out that we would have to go to referendum in 2026. Am I right, Rob, or was there a different date?
That sounds about right. For the entire project, the $60 million project, over the next couple of years, there's $3 to $4 million in expenditures over the next couple of years. So to get to construction documents,
you need to write $3 to $4 million for the next, call it 20 through 26.
Likely, because we'll probably ask for an extension on the construction documents, because obviously we haven't started them yet. So yeah, through 26, that'd be a good planning number. And then it was a good
so
summary of all.
I mean, you could arguably absolutely make it to that point with your cash that you've got, that you've already collected, and then do your bond at that. I mean, you have to, but you got to wait and see what's the final number. And you've got to have the RFP lined up. I mean, that no one's going to give you $60 million unless there's a really solid plan in place, and a lot of things ready to go. So,
Rob, you weren't saying $60 million more, were you?
No, the total project, yeah. That was the number,
right?
That was in the facility.
So, it's another 30.
So we got what, maybe 10, right? So you're going to borrow 50 still.
It's not a pretty picture here, no matter how you paint it.
Yeah, and you're going to use, yeah. So that's why I want to just reevaluate the sell. And I don't know what it's fine. I don't feel like putting them out 10 more years on a call makes the sense. It's helpful, right? That's very helpful. Like 3 to 4 million. Now I know if I do pay down this two, now you're getting kind of close. So now I am more inclined to bond out the two, just so you got that extra cushion. And then you really wouldn't have to do anything again until 26.
But how much have we spent now on the Fournier? Because that's $1 million total, isn't it? Wasn't it $1.3 million, $1.4 million when it's installed?
It's supposed to be $1.3 million. I haven't seen any of the big bills yet for that.
Oh yeah, we paid at least one of them. We paid the.
Paid
I think
two.
We paid the first two installments, didn't we?
Yeah, two.
So yeah, I think we probably paid. Well, I don't know. We probably paid 45,000, 50,000. No, more than that.
More than that, yeah.
Yeah, a lot more than that.
Probably. I want to say the first one was it 93 or something. It was like 15.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was 93.
Oh, that was the 93,000 one. Okay.
I think there was one after that, but I don't remember that one.
So there's still maybe another. There's at least another $1.2 million, $1.1 million, right, to go. So.
Right.
Which is fine. You know, yeah. we had planned for that. So. But, you know, it sounds like the only sort of challenge is just making sure you can actually get the work done. You don't have to do RFPs or not. So.
Well, we're going to have to do an RFP for construction, no?
Yes. We're going to put that out to bid. We're pre-purchasing, the city's pre-purchasing the equipment, and it'll be there for the contractor that you will select.
Forgot. What was the total amount for 48?
I want to say it was 620 or something.
More than that, right?
Ed, I think it was six something. I don't have it in front of me, but it was,
I can pull it up.
Yeah. Right,
so there's still another $600,000 that will be added on to what we've already committed to.
The 93,000 was 15% of the total.
Right.
So it was six and change.
And I forget what the second payment was, but I know we've done two.
So it's only gonna be like 700,000. I thought it was gonna be 1.3 million.
That's material. Then they're gonna, another contractor went throughout the bid, they're gonna demolish the existing equipment, bring piping, they're gonna install that equipment and the ancillary equipment to make it run.
That's, so we got the extra engineering and construction to still pay.
Yeah.
The total price on the unit was exactly $620,000.
Okay. And then you'll have to tack on the rest, which Robert was talking about earlier in the meeting today, because we do want to make sure we get out with the bid in time to get the construction done, because if we don't get that done, we're going to have that piece of equipment sitting in the yard doing nothing. So we've got to get going on that. Because delivery is November, right?
That was the earliest date that they said they could make, but
We haven't heard anything to say that won't work, right?
No, I haven't heard anything to the contrary.
So we've got a plan for that, and that's what you're doing, getting ready to go out to bid on the construction. So.
Right.
Well, Brian, what else do you need from us?
No, I don't think it sounds like I need much of anything. I think I just wanted to make you aware of what's going on. I appreciate the information. I'm going to continue to work with our bond counsel. I'll see what how these things change if I, you know, lower the call duration to like 3 years. But, you know, this was helpful. The mayor, myself, I think Linda, you know, we'll meet with Aquarian. We'll start some conversations with them.
We'll revisit that topic. You know, Brian, we were not involved in any of this. When all this financing and the bonding was going on, that wasn't coming through this committee, okay? We were not privy to that. It's only after the infrastructure committee started, not meeting and whatnot, then the bond council was calling us. And I said it before, no one here is an accountant, so we don't have that background to be doing that. So it's helpful to have a finance director sitting here giving us advice when we're going through this. So,
well, I'm glad to help. And, you know, like you said, I think everybody informed is important because, you know, we got to figure out a plan and do what's best for the residents of Derby. So
absolutely.
And you guys are the experts. So it's great.
Okay. I think we've covered old business just now. New business, I'm going to be honest, I just haven't had a chance to get to the supervisor's annual review. I still need more feedback from everybody, but we've got to get it done, but it's not getting done today because I haven't had a chance to get to it. I've got too many other things going on top of it, including regular WPCA stuff almost every day. So I apologize, but I just couldn't get it done in time. So with that, we're down to number 11.
I did just one question. Ed, did you take care of that thing from last month's meeting? We'll take you care of the guys?
No, we have not yet.
Come on, man.
Well, as soon as the blower was up and running, we had one guy go on vacation, then another guy went on vacation, then the other blower exploded, and we had to call one guy back off vacation.
So if you had said yes, I would have said I never got my invite. It would have been the other way around. So I will second the motion to adjourn.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? We are adjourned at 7:56. Let me go back here and stop this recording. Oh, I'm going to stop the share first. Now that changed my screen. You know, I don't know if I can stop the recording.
No, I'm here still, Jack.
Sorry, right, so you're going to stop.
If you have more interesting dialogue, I'm happy to keep this party going.
No, we adjourned. We're not keeping this one going.
All right. Good night. Say good night, Gracie.
Good night.